Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Real quick, I do want to switch over, and probably a good thing that Howard's not here because I'm going over to his favorite sport, the short pants, as he likes to say, college hoops. And the Big Ten is right now in the middle of the Gavitt games, and you know what? You're looking out there and you're seeing – I watched Michigan last night against Pittsburgh. They pretty much just annihilated them. Iowa comes back. They're down huge to Seton Hall early in the game. And then they come back and they beat Seton Hall 83-67. Purdue comes back to beat Marquette in the Gavitt games. Northwestern upsets. Well, I don't even know if it's an upset. It's an upset in brand. They beat Georgetown, but Georgetown's not really that good. But I think the biggest game so far this week was the Michigan State Spartans traveling in the Champions Classic, taking on number 4 Kentucky. Oscar Tshiebwe comes off of his injury, comes into the game, and Tshiebwe, geez, he's a force, guys. 22 points, 18 rebounds. I think the biggest thing that helped Michigan State was he fouled out, but the Spartans win in double overtime. This thing felt like an Elite Eight type of game, a Final Four type of game. Double overtime, Izzo and his staff draw up 2 inbound plays that ends in dunks, one with 3 seconds left, the other with 1 second left, to send the game into double overtime. As I said, Tshiebwe fouls out in a double overtime game. Joey Hauser showed up. Joey Hauser, 2 points in the battleship game. Not in this game. Joey Hauser, 23 points, a lot of key shots. Malik Hall comes through, hits a lot of big shots late. Tyson Walker, a lot of jumpers late. I mean, it was a great collective team effort that the Spartans put in, and they got the job done. They did it on the main stage because we all know they got a tough schedule. They lost by, you know, a basket to Gonzaga on the battleship. They beat Kentucky. They got Villanova on Friday. They got Alabama in the PK85 tournament. You know, they have Notre Dame coming up. They got a lot of teams. And this non-conference I thought was going to be kind of the downfall, but Izzo said he really liked his team. He felt confident in this game. And you know what? Full disclosure, I think only Tom felt confident in his team and maybe his team. I didn't talk to him after the game and told him, you know, you kind of gave us that I told you so, and it happened. And I think the thing that's going to help Michigan State is just their balanced scoring throughout the year. There's no guy that you need to shut down. They're going to be able to get points from all over. But so far, college basketball, Michigan State comes up with the biggest victory of the year, knocking off number 4 Kentucky in the Champions Classic down in Indianapolis. So got to get a little bit of basketball in since the big tournaments are happening. But football is coming up. It's probably going to be cold, bad weather this weekend. Look for a lot of low-scoring games, and we'll see what will happen. But, yeah, my prediction for the Big Ten West is going to be Iowa. And in the Big Ten East, Michigan, Ohio State, keep everybody healthy. Don't disappoint us. We are all looking forward to the matchup coming up next week. For Howard, it's his birthday. I'm Rico Beard. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching the 5-Star Zone. We'll be back again next week. Continue to like, continue to subscribe. Keep telling your friends, and we'll be back bringing you Big Ten content throughout the season.